This is Doc Gallows and the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass Choppy, and that's just
too sweet ski.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island, New York City.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy. On Rant EM Radio, proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
February 13th, 2021. It's episode 390 something. I'm not even looking to count right now. Welcome to a impromptu episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Of course, as always, if you're new, I'm your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea. I'm not joined by my constituents right now. Choppy's on leave for a little while, and Jay's got some personal stuff, so he won't be on this week. He promises me he'll be back next week, and I wasn't going to do a show, and then some stuff went down the last couple hours, and I had another one recorded in the bank, but a filatorial, I should say. For those of you who are new, every once in a while, I'll just do one of these by myself, and I'll just spit whatever, the topics or anywhere from wrestling to sports to religion to politics and whatever. Just how I'm feeling at the moment, and I'm really full of emotion right now. So before I start my evening, I want to share some stuff with you guys and then start my week. So anyway, so like I said, I had one recorded a couple of days before the election, and I didn't put it out. And then a bunch of stuff happened. We lost Choppy to work. You know, he's in a business where he wasn't working for a long time, and now he's working now, and now he, and whatever schedule he gets, he got to take it because he's got a family. So obviously life comes first. It's not very convenient, but it is what it is, and, you know, we're going to have to adapt because that's what we do, right? If it's not equipment, it's personnel. This has been my gimmick from when I started this podcast, so... So, and then Jay had some personal stuff going on, and then he's been out. So, you know, I was angry and okay at the same time. I got a night off, and then I got to go see my girlfriend, and then, which is fun. You know, every time I have a night off, and she lives so close away, I can go see her, so whatever. But... You know, I recorded some before the election. I was all happy because, not because the guy I voted for won, because he was the lesser of two evils, believe it or not. And I don't, you know, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. You guys know that. So a change in the country was needed. I don't know if it's the right change. I'll know in a couple of years. I guess the whole country will know in a couple of years, right? But this cancel culture has consumed me, and I'm just like, you know, I'm a mess because, you know, I'm in that stage in my life now where I'm approaching, where I'm middle-aged, and, like, you know, here's the deal, right? I don't really have to like what's going on, but I have to adapt, and I have to adapt because of a few reasons. One, because, more importantly, I'm a parent. Even though I'm not with my wife anymore, Michael's still my son. And I adapt. So whatever he's into, I got to get into or be accustomed to, right? That's first of all. Second of all, my industry that I'm in constantly evolves, right? So, like, you have to adapt and move forward. 22 years in, I think I'm doing okay with that. Not very smooth, but this is what it is. Socially, economically, the country is in a fucking dismay, which is whatever. And I'm sure this happens to the country, other countries too. But it's hard for me to watch the media on TV and watch social media and get into all the nonsense and really try to embrace what's going on, because everybody has something to say, but no one's saying what I want them to say. And I'm torn because I'm like, I lean left towards a lot of things, and I lean right towards certain things that matter to me, and nothing's really black and white, obviously. So I voted independent. I registered independent because that's at a young age I knew that, and at a young age I was DIY. I was anti-establishment. I didn't like the government. I didn't like cops. I didn't like my fucking neighborhood. I didn't like the city I was. I didn't like the country, the direction it was going into. My city was in a different transition, right? So now, 25 years later, it's like, okay, still gray areas, no black and white. I'm still kind of anti-establishment, but my job forces me to sit back and look at things differently with this pandemic. And this pandemic has been absolutely crushing my soul. You know what I'm saying? The fact that I can't do anything that I like to do that involves a crowd, I can't do it anymore. It's killing me. The fact that my podcast was remote for all this time, and then now I get another location, I'm losing guys again. That bothers me too, but I'll have to work at that, right? But there was this divide in me, And during the pandemic, I had to move. During the pandemic, I was going through an emotional rut because of, I just couldn't commit to anything emotionally, except for my family, and the podcast to an extent, not people. And it took a toll on me. And then late summer, things started to happen. I connected with somebody who I've known forever, and we turned out that we had a lot more in common than we thought, and we started seeing each other, and it's gotten pretty serious. And you find love, and the love that you have left when I haven't had love since I've been married, and it's hard to be in love and not do a lot of shit. Something you normally do that involves a crowd, whether it be a concert or a restaurant, or in my case, a baseball game, a wrestling match, a fucking block party, a carnival, a bazaar. I mean, these things that I've loved doing my whole life, now I can't do them. And it's been a fucking toll on me, man. And then to sit back and watch this fucking culture. Everybody's in a fucking mood. Everybody has something to say, but no one's saying the right thing at the right time, if that makes any sense to you guys, And every time I try to, invest any kind of emotion into anything that's remotely involving the media or politics, and now in my world, medicine, because this whole pandemic has basically consumed a lot to me, consumed me as a healthcare provider and as a human being. It's been fucking earth crushing, and I didn't want to use that as an excuse all these weeks, because let's face it, I'm pretty blessed. I somewhat still have my health. I have a wonderful support group. I have this podcast. There's two hobbies I can still do, and now I have love in my life. So it's like, what can I be upset about, And I spent the last couple of years of my life complaining and crying about things that I want, and basically not paying attention to things that I need, And you kind of get lost in that. So you go through this transition, and every time you say something, or you give advice to someone who's going through a rut, and you're not practicing what you're preaching, which is very rare for me. We have a listener friend who's going through some really, really bad shit right now, and I haven't heard from this person. I reached out to them on social media, and they got back to me, and they were like, yeah, you're right. I haven't been on. I'm going through this. I'm going through A, B, and C. And I basically talked them through what I went through, and I told the person, every time I say something to somebody, I've lived it. I'll never give advice. I'll never give that Peter Pan advice, that pixie dust fucking like that rah-rah shit. I'm not about that, you know? That's not who the fuck I am. You know what I'm saying? And anybody who knows me personally outside of this life knows that for straight up, 100%, right? So I'm not in this for the fun of it. If I give you, it's wholehearted. It means something. It's powerful to me, and I hope that I get across to that person. The problem was, when you start not drinking your own Kool-Aid, you start slipping a little bit. You start falling back. And, I mean, again, I'm blessed. My job was one of the first places in the country to get the vaccine. So I was vaxxed before the new year. Matter of fact, I got my first vaccination the last day of the year. And I did that on purpose because I wasn't going to do it. I was going to wait till the spring to do it or the summertime to see how people, in case anybody mutated or grew any fucking extra appendages or whatever, you know. I was watching for the masses, you know. But then I started taking, I take public transportation to work every day, and I watch these fucking animals on the street not doing the right thing, not wearing their masks, not social distancing, not doing the right thing. I said, you know what? I'm out here every fucking day during this pandemic. I'm out here every day risking my life to go to work, to serve my city, to help the city serve my country, you know, to be a first responder, whether it's behind a microphone or an ambulance. It's what I do, right? So now I'm taking one for the team, and I told my mom this recently because my mom is at the age where she can't get it, and I said to her, I'm like, you know, I said, I wouldn't get it, but now I would. There's one point I wouldn't have gotten it, now I would get it, you know. So my establishment, my place of work was one of the first places in the country to get it, and I got it, and I'm 2 weeks into the second vaccination. I'm glad I did it, right? Will it help me? God willingly, I hope it does, right? Will I still wear a mask? I have to wear a mask if I'm outside. Okay? Will I still social distance? Of course I will if I'm in a place where I need to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not ignorant, you know? And that's a whole other fucking story, you know? And so I'm not really feeling this whole thing anymore. It's finally gotten to me. I finally cracked. I've been so good with it. I've been very positive, trying to keep everybody in their spirits up, like we can do this, you know. But man, let me tell you something. When you get news that rocks your soul, it just stops. Now, today I woke up, I was in a great mood. Great mood. I got a fucking great date night tonight for Valentine's. I got like a real Valentine's. I haven't had a real Valentine's in years, okay? I mean, I had Valentine's dates the last couple of years, and they were great. But this is like a real Valentine. Like, I'm really into this person, you know, and I like sharing time with her, you know, and so now I'm really excited. I went and got presents, and I got a fresh outfit. I'm gonna get all jazzed up, right? Reservations, like, this is shit that I normally, you know, I haven't done this in a long time, you know. And then I woke up and I read some news that one of my favorite wrestlers won a championship at 58 years old, and I was putting it on Facebook. I'm like, man, I said, the great Muda won the Noah championship yesterday. And as much as we piss him on about Goldberg being pushing fucking 50-something, and he's like, you know, doing this every couple of months and failing, the great Muda, who's lost several steps, comes in and he puts on a fucking 40-minute match. He wrestled for 40 fucking minutes yesterday. Okay, and won the title. Now, is he the same Moody he was 5 and 10 years ago? Absolutely not. No. Is he doing all the springboard shit all the time? No. Is his Shining Wizard a little slower than usual? Of course it is. But you know what? He could still run, which is pretty phenomenal. Take some of this cola. Hold on a second. I apologize for the dead air. I'm just, you know, I'm full of piss and vinegar, and I'm upset and I'm angry at the same time. So I'm getting a little dry mouth. And I was happy. I was happy. And I've been happy for the last couple of months, even with all the shit going down with my podcast and this fucking epidemic, pandemic. That, you know, a couple of months ago, the podcast website gets fucking banned from social media, from Facebook. You know, we can't promote it. We can't even mention it. You know, I post something yesterday or Thursday, and someone's comments got taken away. You know, our rights are being taken away. Freedom of speech, is to being taken away. And I don't care about regulations and rules and guidelines. Nothing was said that bad where someone has to wear this, this artificial intelligence, this what do they call that? That the level where it gets read, where stuff gets read, the algorithm, where the algorithm picks up certain words and it'll fucking just take all your shit away. It's not like that, man. It shouldn't be like that. You know, you should be allowed to say what the fuck you want to say. You know. And this whole falls back to the whole chick from Star Wars who got fired from a position because she allegedly compared the country in its position now to the Holocaust and whatever. I listen, my father said this. Opinions are like assholes, right? Everybody has them. Some of them stink. You don't have to agree with everybody. Listen, I have friends who are super right, super to the right, and they're really good people. They're good souls. They're good friends. They're good family people. They don't break the law. They're abiding citizens, and they're just nice fucking people. Their political views are a little fucking to the right, a lot to the right, I should say, and it's okay. Okay? I have people to the left, childhood friends, friends that I've grown up with since I'm a fucking child, tree-hugging, hippie, liberal, burning shit still, protesting, fuck the world kind of people, right? And these are DIY people that I grew up with, too. So, like, that's where I lean a lot towards the left sometimes. And they're my friends, too. People take the human element out of this. And I've said this a lot the last couple of months on the podcast and in my real life. You know, and I've always said the podcast was an extension of me. So I'm not really telling you guys something I wouldn't tell anybody in public or to your face, right? With that being said, though, I think the human element's being taken out of everything. Every single thing in this culture right now. You know, there are so many platforms people have to fucking spit hate and venom and nonsense that it consumes you. It takes a part of you away that if that person doesn't know you and you say something and you don't have and you'll put a face or a voice to it, they take it the wrong way and they run with it. People are being outcasted for shit they said 10 and 20 years ago when they were different people in their life, when they were different at the different times in their life. You know? And they're being ousted now because they can. Everybody has a complaint. PETA even said that using animal names as derogatory, like, you know, you can't call anybody a snake in the grass anymore. I'm like, these are just sayings. It's not, no one's really condemning a snake. I love ecology. I love what each animal does, whether you're a reptile, an amphibian, carnivore, herbivore. I don't care what, you know what I'm saying? Every creature on this planet contributes to the ecology of the planet. Contributes to the environment, moves the climate, moves the world, you know? And I don't know much about that, and I can't really get into a lot of stuff. I just know what I know, and I'm going to share it, you know? I wish people would do the right thing and just respect people's boundaries. Respect their views. Respect their way of life. Just because they believe in something else doesn't mean they're bad people, okay? Just because you're a Democrat and you're a Republican, you know, doesn't mean you can't coexist in this world. Everybody has a common medium, a common bond in something. Pro wrestling has been a bond to people around the world, left, right, indifferent. We all love the same thing, wrestling. And that's why for almost 9 years I'm still doing this, right? So I need people to know that, yes, I grew up in a culture where derogatory and racist shit was, yeah, hysterical. Hysterical. My grandfather telling me, get the menu tonight. Go get the menu off the refrigerator. He had a big envelope posted to his refrigerator that had menus in it. Go get the menu tonight. We're ordering chinks. I didn't know any better. I go home, some of my friends still use the N-word to me. I'm still the N-word. Hey, what's up, N-word? You know? they use derogatory terms that were homosexual, but we didn't call that to homosexuals. You know what I'm saying? Is it wrong? Absolutely. Is it not right? 100%. Do you use it in public? No, you don't use it in public. That's said here. I mean, you know, Choppy's we have a bell for Choppy, you know. Choppy doesn't walk around like that in real life. You know, he does it tongue in cheek because he wants to get a rise out of people. That's his MO. That's his bag, you know. I've said some shit that, you know, I called somebody a retard on the air and somebody else got fucking offended. And the dude got so offended that he actually used another screen name to try to shut me off. And, like, you know, he admitted it to me years later that it was him. But he was like, yeah, man, I got really offended. I made another screen name and I went on your page and I fucking blew it up. And I was like, you don't know me like that. So it's okay for you to have that opinion, which is fine. And I'm not saying it's right what I did. I call everybody a retard. Right? It's wrong. I've had a handicapped brother who passed away. I've had handicapped friends. I have gay friends. I have friends of every ethnicity on this planet. I have friends from different religions. And even then when I was growing up, it was accepted. Why? Because it was the way of the world. It's not now, and I understand that. So again, going back to adaption, I don't have to like what's going on in the world. I just have to adapt if I want to exist. Or just be an asshole or a jerk off, as Choppy would say. I would just be a jerk off and, you know, just isolate myself. But instead, I'll be like, you know,
you're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
Right. So, like, I'm not going to seclude myself and stay in like a hermit. I'm going to adapt. And I'm going to be a better human. You know what I'm saying? And I think everybody should too. So the reason why I'm doing this is because I can't say why I'm really upset right now. I mean, I'm upset because of all these other things, but I got some news today. And out of respect to my family, I can't really say anything because it'll be on social media and fucking it'll be a shit show. But when you get news of this caliber, you know, my body went numb, and then my mortality started kicking in. Like, you know, like, what have I done in 46 years? You know what I'm saying? Like, and what am I going to do in the next 20 years if I make it that far, the next 30 years if I make it that far? And I have all these beautiful things to be thankful for. And if my son is listening, which I hope he is, I think, you know what? We're live on the rant. I hit the live button, and I forgot to announce that. So I'm sorry, guys, if you guys are hearing this. I can't stop the recording because I'm recording and broadcasting at the same time. But I'm at the point in my life now where it's like, if you know, and if my son's listening, I know he needs to know that, you know, this life is gonna be cruel, and it's gonna shut you down, and it's gonna try to break you, and it's gonna be everything you don't want it to be, you know, but you have to dig and dig and dig and dig and just be the person that you were raised to be, and if you weren't raised the right way, hopefully you find something in inner strength to bring you out of what's going on in your life. I had a shitty childhood. And the problem with my childhood was I remember every single thing about it. So all the cool stories I have, I remember all the bad shit too. Now, it's really easy, and I learned this in therapy, it's really easy to point the finger at the people who were responsible for it, you know? Not knowing that they themselves had shitty childhoods too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a vicious circle, you know? So I've learned to forgive and not to really forget per se, but just remember enough to know that these people had your intentions for the most part in your life. They had good intentions, right? So you get this news and you're like, oh, man, what do you do when you're faced with not so much guilt, but mixed? You're angry, you're sad, and you just want to say something, but you don't know what to say. And I'm, you know me, I'm never at a loss for words. So I'm just, I'm crushed. And with everything going on, this doesn't help me. And I just had a therapy session this morning. I woke up amazing, great mood. I saw the David Arquette documentary. It's really fucking good. I loved it. I had therapy. I ate fucking bad food all day. I vegged in my bed with the cat. We watched TV all day. Just thinking about my date tonight, right? I was having a really good fucking day. And then you get the phone call that you get these phone calls that you don't want to get. And you're like, oh. When the person says, are you sitting down? You're like, oh, man, you know? So all I know is that this life that we live is so short. And if anything, during this whole time quarantining, I learned how to accept, truly accept what I can't control. And this is a problem with me at work. I would get written up at work because I would fucking lose my mind and yell at doctors and social workers and case managers because they're fucking stupid. These people have PhDs and they have master's degrees and they have no common sense. So when you're the low guy on the totem pole and you're telling them the right thing and they don't want to hear it and you engage, you become this other person. And I learned how to curve that. But then with this happening, you have to learn how to curve it totally. And you can't control none of this shit. Like, you feel helpless. You feel defenseless. I went weeks and months without seeing my kid. I went months, weeks and months being alone. And I was dating, still alone. Like, just alone in my thoughts, alone in my soul, alone with every single thing in my life. Maybe except for the podcast. You know, I just want people to know that we're human, we make mistakes, we're flawed, and we cannot control, we can't lose our minds over shit that we can't control. You know, I remember a time where pro wrestling, and to this day, is my escape. You know, as much as I love baseball and all that other shit, like, wrestling is the only thing that I always turn to when I'm sad. You know, because baseball's not on all year long. You know, wrestling is. Wrestling lives on YouTube and MP4s and MOV files and DVDs and Blu-rays, right? So now I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. You know, I'm really good to go. And this life has brought me to this point. And sorry, this life that I've lived, I always asked why. You know, like, why does this happen to me? You know, why do my marriages fail? Why is it that I get sick the way I get sick with all these fucking problems that I've had? And why did my mental capacity fall apart to the point where I needed help? And I'd always be like, almost like I played the martyr. Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? And then I stopped pointing the finger at myself and took control. I took control of something that I could control, you know? And it brings me back to pro wrestling. Because it always does. You know? It was my mistress. It never left me. It always disappoints you, but it comes back, and it comes back strong in some capacity, you know? And it makes me happy. Not you, me, I'm sorry. Makes me happy. That's why I still do this podcast, you know? And, you know, you kind of like, and this, I can't speak for Chops, and I can't speak for Jay. I can't speak for any of my peers on Rant DM or Dark Satellite, Shining Wizards Network. I can't speak for any of my peers, right, who are mostly my friends too. But I can tell you that the labor of love that comes out of this shows in everything that we do. And a lot of my personal experiences have been shared on a podcast because if it's not authentic, it's not real. You know, yeah, wrestling is scripted and wrestling is predetermined, but the passion is that these performers have is never fake. And so now my love and admiration for these performers, these athletes, is the same thing, you know? And, you know, as nostalgic as I am, some of the new stuff is amazing. you know, whether it's Japan or you know, Ring of Honor or AEW, some of WWE, NWA, like, you know, stuff like that, Mexico. Like, if it's, it, you know, there's certain elements of it that still bring me back to that time in my life where I felt, where I just, it reminds me of some fun stuff. My memory, my short-term memory is so destroyed, and my long-term memory has taken a toll on me, where I, as much as I want to forget the bad stuff, I can't. And that's where I have to see a therapist, and that's where I have to talk to people about that, because there was a time in my life where I just didn't want to live anymore, you know, while I was doing this show. You know, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to do it, and I didn't tell a lot of people this. I just didn't want to, I'm done. And then I looked at the life that I lived here in the last 10 years. I've been on Staten Island almost 11 years. You know, I made a life for myself here. I made new friends. I made a podcast. I have love now again. I raised a human being. With all the shit that I've endured in my life, I found inner strength to raise another soul. Like, this kid comes to me with guidance and love. Stuff that I didn't get all the time as a child. And it's like, you know, people say it all the time. It's like, you know, they're like, yo, Phil, man, I look at that kid, and that kid is you. And I'm like, but he's not me, you know, he's not me biologically. But, like, even his parents are like, yo, this is you. This part is you, that part is you. And he's so articulate. He's a smart ass. And he reminds me a lot of me when I was 13 years old, just finding myself, you know, and but not dealing with the bullshit. He doesn't have to deal with that. I was hard on him because I didn't know any other way. And I was also completely and brutally honest with him about my life. And I think he respected that the most. And that's why he still wants me in his life. And that's why I'm still here. I hate it out here. I hate living here. It sucks to get around. It's far away from everything I love. Except for now my girlfriend and my son. And it's so rough for me to accept this as it is. But every time I think about all the shit that I had to endure growing up, It made me who I am today. You don't get to where you are unless you know where you're at. Because it ain't where you're from really anymore. It's where you're at. And I love saying that because it's the truth. It's not really cliche for me. I'm not saying it's perfect, and I'm not saying it's for everybody, but it's what needed to be done. And I keep there is still times I'm like, why does it have to be so hard? Why does it have to be so hard to the point where you don't know how to deal with it? You know, why is it that hard? Why? Because I say this all the time, oh, God must hate me. And I would get really spiritual at the wrong time. God hates me. You know, he just, and then I'll go, you know, they say God gives you only stuff that you can only handle. And I'm like, I can't, you know, I don't have the mental capacity to believe that anymore. I got to be real honest with you straight up. I don't have that capacity to do that. So I try every day to curb that. I try every day to be the very best Phil I can be, because there's so many people that do care about me and they love me and they know that my sheer existence to them means the world. So it's like I almost have like an obligation to certain people in my life, because it's like, you know, they're better with me and I'm better with them. You know, that's why my core friends is very, my circle of friends now is small, and I don't do a lot of things I do anymore because of that. You know, it's just because I've dealt with all the bullshit, you know, and I'm not doing it no more. I'm better off because of everything in my life. And I really had to come to grips and accept that. And when I got the call today about this, about what's going on, I'm like, you know, this happened because of A, B, and C, not because of what I did or what I said, but, you know, I get to, you know, sometimes I need to feed off other people that are close to me to get, you know, like, whether it's like guidance or not so much advice, but like just another body in the room or the body on the phone or on the computer, just to know, to make me understand that I'm still, that I'm still an asset to myself and to my family and my friends and my job. You know, like an attaboy at work, hey, you did a good job. You know, like when my director says, I appreciate you. My director even said, I love you. He expressed love for me during the blizzard last week. You know, like, I appreciate you. And I say that a lot now to people. I appreciate you. And I mean that. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you guys for downloading this. And I appreciate you guys for supporting us. And with all the bullshit, all the audio snafus that we have and the equipment that we have and all the missed shows and almost 400 of them. And it's like, you guys have been my rock. You guys have been so supportive of me and Chops and Jay and everybody else that I had involved in the show. And you guys have been nothing but wonderful to us. And that's why I'm sitting here in tears 2 hours before my date tonight. I'm pouring my heart out to you guys because it is what it is, right? I just want you guys to know that it's appreciated. Let me take a quick break and wet the whistle. And plug all our friends, and I have to do that. So we'll be right back. I'll be right back. I say we, but I'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantdmradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to shiningwizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up, beautiful motherfuckers. Radioactive Metal is here on the Shining Wizards Network, and we want you to listen.
Every week, we cover the world of heavy metal and speak to your favorite bands.
We discuss new releases, concerts, controversies, and everything else that's related to heavy metal.
And occasionally, we even talk about pro wrestling.
Catch us live every Thursday night on PureRockRadio.net.
Listen to past episodes at RadioactiveMetal.org or at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your host of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back, beating down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Mark Merrill, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil J. and that pain in the ass Choppy.
Hi, I'm Harvey Whippleman, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Jay and that pain in the ass Choppy.
Wrestling fans, Mr. Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the friggin' ass Choppy.
All right, I wasn't quite ready yet. I was trying to play something, but of course, technology fails me. That's why I played all those little bumps and spots after the commercial break. All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, rantemradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Dark Satellite Media. I'm about to wrap this bitch up in a few minutes. I just want to just wrap up from what I just said before the break. We really are appreciative of all you guys. We really are. And without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this still. You know, it part of it is really selfish because we're, you know, because we're a bunch of old marks. You know, I'm an old mark. I can't speak for Jay and Choppy, but... But anyway, but it is what it is, you know. Once it's but hold on a second here. Let me just before I don't want to.
Hyundai.
There it goes. I don't want to do that. Okay, good. All right. Well, now I get my fucking YouTube page back up. But I was gonna go and review the tomorrow night's NXT takeover for Valentine's Day. Who does this on Valentine's Day? Shame on you guys. I mean, I know it's a Sunday, but come on, WWE, you know. But I mean, normally everybody celebrates tonight though. So let's see, let's pull this up. I watched most of NXT. It was all right. And I watched AEW this week. It was pretty good. Vengeance. Here we go. Let me just do this real quick and I'll go over it and then, we'll get out of here. And I think that's, I don't know if there's any other wrestling news really. I know. Like I said, I did see the David Arquette documentary, which was really fucking cool. Let's do this. All right. So, Vengeance takeover, WWE takeover, Vengeance tomorrow night at the Capitol Wrestling Center. Let's see. You're opening. Let's see here. Let's get this out of the way. My computer's really slow. Finn Balor versus Pete Dunne for the title. I'm gonna say Finn Balor retains. I don't think Pete Dunne's there yet. I mean, he will be eventually. NXT Women's Championship. Io Shirai defending against Toni Storm, Mercedes Martinez. I think Shirai should retain, but I think they have a lot of stock in, as Choppy would say, Puerto Rican China. So I don't know about. I'm a little on the fence about that. The North American straps being defended. Well, Gargano was supposed to fight. He had a broken arm, so I don't know. I don't know if he's still fighting. I think it's Austin Theory is gonna be fighting him. So I don't think Tyler's gonna be up for against Kushida. And the men's Dusty Rhodes Classic, the finals, MSK against the Grizzled Young Vets. I like MSK. And the women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic final, Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez versus Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart. I like Moon and Blackheart to win that. And who is Edge going to pick for his WrestleMania opponent? I'm thinking it's Roman Reigns, man. I feel like it's the right thing for him to do at this point. I don't see him doing Raw. Seth Rollins is back on SmackDown now, too. I actually watched SmackDown last night. I don't really watch SmackDown because I'm normally doing the fucking podcast. So that's interesting. And, you know, New Japan is killing it. They have a bunch of shows coming up tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. I'll review them next week. I hope Jay comes back next week. And let's see. I do want to mention, well, I'll keep that last. Today's Henry Rollins' birthday. I love Henry Rollins. Happy birthday to Henry Rollins. And I just want to say, thank you to everybody for everything. And Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for all the things that you do for us. Ron Singh, killing it, giving us these drops every fucking week now from Wrestling Universe. I love you. Really, thank you so much. And we have a lot of wonderful, like, regulars. Besides my cousin Richie, you know, Shaylin is wonderful. And our brother Matt Spock, my brother's Robin Lane. There's so many people that support us. Matt Squires is a fucking gem of a man. And, you know, Baz and Muzz and Philly and Harry from the UK. Dan Lopez is a great dude. And how could I forget my brothers, the Wizards? Midnight Mike and the Midnight Jury, him and Calvin Brody, and all the Shining Wizards Network guys, all the Rant guys, Double A, Tony C, Surfer, Lee Champion, and just everybody who's been supporting us for this long. God bless all of you, really. And that's pretty much it for me. I'm going to leave now, and I'm going to try to have a great rest of my night and rest of my weekend. I just want to say again, you can't control everything. You know, you can't fuss over stuff you have no control over. You control you and what's around you. You know, keep that to your heart. Keep it to your soul. Be a good fucking human. Don't be a jerk off. Watch wrestling. Support your local indies. Support your scene, whatever you're doing. Speaking of supporting the wrestling, what about Great Corona Jones? Killing it right now. He's in the ring doing his thing. God bless that kid. How about that, man? I'm so happy that my peers are doing really big, big things, man. Really big fucking things. And that's pretty much it. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com, buy a shirt. Give us some money for Patreon. I know we haven't done anything with Patreon, but we promise we're going to be doing it. Jay and I are working on some stuff. And just support all social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on TikTok, but I don't really use it. I think I used it once. Choppy sends me videos because that's what him and his wife do. They go on TikTok. But that's, you know, to each his own. And support all of us, really, in all of our ventures. I love you guys. Take care of yourself. 51 years ago today, the greatest fucking metal band of all time, the greatest band of all time, basically invented heavy metal. And they're the Mighty Black Sabbath. So, 51 years ago today, the first album dropped. So, I'm out. Love you guys. Have a great rest of your week. Peace out. Thank you.